Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by hVIVO Chief Executive Mo Khan. Mo, very good to speak with you this morning. You've released your unaudited results for the first half of 2025. Could you give us a high-level overview of the results, please?
Of course, yeah. So as you expect, the results are very much in line with the July trading update we provided just what, 2 months ago. Our revenue for the first half of 2025 is just over £24 million, with a strong mix of services, therapeutics, and client base. So this does reflect on our ongoing diversification strategy. On the EBITDA side, we reported around £3 million of EBITDA, which is a pretty good number, but that is helped by the postponement and cancellation fees that we recognized in the first half of this year, together with some of the operational efficiencies that we have already put in place and disciplined cost management. The cash as of 30th of June in 2025 was just over £23 million, which is a good, healthy number. And the weighted contracted order book sat at around £40 million. Now, we report the weighted contracted order book because we like to make sure that we assign a probability against the projects that we are awarded, depending on how likely it is that they are going to go ahead. So this is a very realistic number that we report on as we move forward and continue to look to build our sales pipeline.
Mo, the CRO industries face macroeconomic and sector-specific headwinds. How has this affected hVIVO and your 2025 delivery?
Yes, yeah, so it's an important point you mentioned. So the broader CRO industry has been impacted by macroeconomic and sector-specific headwinds, and we are not really an exception. And the vaccine field in particular, to be honest, has seen some stronger challenges, especially with some of the changes that are taking place in the US. As a result, we have seen a postponement and cancellations and also the lengthening of sales cycle. This is especially true for human challenge trials, to be honest. And clients are playing the wait and see game before committing further investment. Having said that, you know, human challenge trial as a concept still remains robust and as relevant as ever. And in fact, my personal belief is that the human challenge trials will make a bigger comeback than ever before, mainly because there is now across the globe an increased pricing pressure on medicines. And this has been driven by Trump with the Most Favored Nation initiative. And as a result, to reduce the prices of medicines that patients are paying, I think the manufacturers will now start looking at developing their drugs faster and cheaper. And when it comes to vaccines and antivirals, human challenge trials offer both a faster and a cheaper alternative to the classical way of developing drugs. So if we're looking to get drugs cheaper and sooner to the patient, then the human challenge trial concept, you know, sits alone as a number one type of concept to go to develop drugs. Having said that, with regards to the non-challenge trial sector, we've seen good growth both in our clinical services. This is with CRS and the site services we provide here in London, as well as our HLAB service line. Both have seen good growth.
One of the major highlights from the first half was the acquisition of CRS and CryoStore. How's the integration going, and how is hVIVO looking to position itself going forward?
They're both going really well. So CRS, a German-based first-in-human phase one CRO with two sites, one in Mannheim, one in Kiel. The team has been amazing, you know, very, very motivated, eager to join the bigger hVIVO group, and they're already delivering on some strong sales. CryoStore, a smaller enterprise based in London, has helped to expand our biobank capabilities in London here. The main aim of the integration was to bring, you know, the people, the processes, and the system together. And majority of that, I'm pleased to say, has already been achieved. People across all the entities have worked hard together to make that happen. But the final piece of the jigsaw, which we are still working on, is the systems. But now, typically, when it comes to integrating multiple companies, the systems always take longer, and we had planned for this. So this is something that we are currently working on, and most of the integration tasks should be finalized by the end of end of this year. On top of that, we have already identified around £1 million worth of annualized savings. And on top of that, we've achieved around 3 million of cross-selling opportunities, which is one of the major reasons why we went through this acquisition strategy in the first place.
You recently welcomed non-executive chairman Sean Chilton. How does his experience support the hVIVO board? And do you have a status update on a new independent non-executive director?
I'm very pleased to have someone like Sean on the board. I mean, his experience and expertise is second to none. He has previously led a pharmaceutical contract service provider to significant rapid growth with presence in almost, I think, 100 countries. So having that relevant experience really helps us, helps me particularly on the board to kind of help us continue our growth going forward. He also has significant board experience as well as AIM market experience. So when we were looking, searching for our relevant candidates, we had these kind of key requirements, and I'm pleased to say that Sean meets them all. So we're very pleased to have him on board. We believe his experience will help us all in achieving our goals for hVIVO in the mid and the long term.
What should we expect from hVIVO then for the remainder of 2025 and beyond?
So as we said in July, we expect to recognize around £47 million in revenue. Our EBITDA loss should be a single digit number, a small single digit number, which was an improvement from what we provided in May of this year. I also expect to see increase in our sales pipeline across all the service lines. And we've seen already some good evidence in new sales achieved both in the clinical service lines and the HLAB lines. And as we continue, hopefully, to see the normalization of the human challenge trial market, we are guiding towards getting back to growth in 2026.
Well, Mo, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much for having me on.
It's hVIVO Chief Executive Mo Khan.